Catholic Insider, March the 3rd, 2005. Hi everybody, you're listening to the Catholic Insider. My name is Father Roderick, and thank you for all the positive feedback I've been receiving on catholicinsider@gmail.com. It's a big encouragement for me to go on, and some of you have mailed me great suggestions. My stay here in Rome is coming to an end, and I'm heading back for Holland. But don't worry, the Catholic Insider podcast is not coming to an end. On the contrary, we've only just begun. You know, Holland is a beautiful and very interesting country for many future sightseeing tours, and I've got a lot of new ideas to keep the show entertaining and informative. And since I'm visiting Rome several times each year, we'll have many more occasions to visit this great city together in the future. For today, I've got a new sightseeing tour for you. Actually, I'll take you with me to the airport of Ciampino here in Rome and on the plane during my trip to the Netherlands. So let's not waste too much time. Let's hurry over to the airport to catch our plane. Have fun.
Salve. Cappuccino.
Ma vuole broci?
Ma chiaro, c'è anche il tuo caffè qui oltre al cappuccino. Non di caffè è macchiato.
Grazie. So this is my last cappuccino. I'm on the airport of Ciampino, outside Rome, and today I'll be flying back to Holland. And this is the very last cappuccino I'll be taking here in Rome before I go back to my trusty Senseo coffee machine. And it smells delicious. Let's put in some sugar. Man, I'm gonna miss this. I really wonder why they can't make these cappuccinos in Holland. When you get a cappuccino in a restaurant or in a bar in Holland, it always is kind of fake, kind of artificial. Must be the milk they are using or something. Let's taste. Oh, that's really good. So, this morning I woke up pretty early to pack my bags and head for the airport because there's always a lot of traffic around 9. And I've been taking the metro and then the bus to get at the airport. Ciampino is actually pretty far away. But I'm flying with Ryanair, which is a lot cheaper than the other airline companies. So I think I'm paying 60 euro now to go back to Holland, which is almost nothing. But when I went to Rome, I paid just 2.50 euro. It's incredible. And of course some extra taxes, but still I think I just paid like 20 euro to get here in Rome. Let's take another sip of this fantastic cappuccino. Actually, in Italy, most people take their breakfast in the bar. They don't eat at home, but you know, on the way to work, they just stop at a bar. And I'm standing behind the counter now. And that's the way it works. You first pay, you say what you want, you say, when you order a cappuccino in Rome and you want to pretend that you're a real Italian, then you ask for un cappuccio. cappuccio. That's like the abbreviation slang for cappuccino. So, of course, I was pretending I was an Italian, which also helps, because in that way you're sure to, you know, to pay the right price, because tourists sometimes, you know, if they don't pay attention, you sometimes pay too much, or you give them 10 euro and then they give you too little change. But since I'm a priest and I'm pretending to be a real Italian, you're pretty decent to me. Oh man, this cappuccino is heavenly. Let's go for the security now, because I still have to check in my bag with all the equipment and batteries and mini discs and microphones. So I just want to make sure that I get to my plane in time. Otherwise I would miss the plane, and that would really be a shame. I would be, you know, forced to stay another day here in Rome, which really I wish I could. But, you know, I have to get back to work. Let's go to security. Fortunately, the line is not very long. But of course, I have to empty all my pockets. I have to remove the batteries and remove the microphone. And sometimes, you know, they want to check my laptop and scan it. But I kind of get the drill by now, because in the Vatican, I've been going through the security posts so many times that, you know, it's becoming almost like a routine. Okay, let's put these things away. Right, I got through security. I had to all but strip naked to get through, because every time this alarm would go off, I don't know, I had to remove my belt, and even then, you know, I all the metal parts were gone and it was still going off. But anyway, I was scanned, and apparently was just some tiny little metal thingies in my trousers and in my shoes. But I guess they found out I'm not a shoe bomber. But it gets worse all the time. I mean, last time the sensitivity of the thing was much less. Although last time they wanted to scan my my laptop, I had to go into a small room and they wanted me to open it, and you know, they really took a good look at it. I don't know. I've got the impression that this is just a random thing, you know. One day they're very thorough, and the other day, you know, they just don't care, or they're paying less attention. The weather outside is fabulous. It's actually a beautiful day. The sun is shining. It's a little bit chilly though, because during the night there were no clouds, so temperatures dropped far below zero. But right now the sun is shining, the sky is really blue without a cloud and very clear. You know, in summertime often it's also sunny, but then there is much more pollution in the air, and there is a haze over the whole city. But right now everything is crystal clear, and you can even see the mountains, because, you know, there are a couple of mountains near Rome, and you can see them from here, and normally in summertime you can't see them. So let's check. I gotta be at gate 3, and wow, there's a lot of people waiting here. So much for my window seat, because that's one of the disadvantages of traveling with Ryanair. They don't give you a seat. You just have to try to get in line and fight for a good place to sit. And well, anyway, I'll just sneak in here and try to get a seat at the window. So perhaps I can take you with me. Actually, that would be great. I'm going to take you with me on a flight seeing tour, you know. I'm going to do a sound seeing tour in the plane itself, and I'll just describe what I see. And since the weather is good and there are no clouds, you know, perhaps the view will be good. At least when we take off, I should be able to see Rome and the city. And when I arrived here, I also had a very clear view of the city. It was really magnificent. It was stunning. We'll see. The plane I'm taking from Champino Airport here is going to bring me not to Amsterdam, to Schiphol, but to Eindhoven, which is a smaller airport, and that's also why it's cheaper, much cheaper than flying to Amsterdam. Eindhoven is actually the city of Philips, you know, the Dutch electronica producer. They started in Eindhoven. And of course, right now they have. What are they saying? That's so typical, you know. You've got this announcement here for the people waiting for a plane, and this woman is talking so fast and in Italian and with no translation at all that you haven't got a clue what she's talking about. She might be saying that the plane has crashed and you know, we were stuck here for another 3 days. There is no way you can know unless you see the explosion yourself. Anyway, I assume it's nothing important. Okay, I think there are two types of passengers going with this plane. There's... My God. Okay, this is a different kind of announcement. My God, she's just yelling our ears off. This is about a passenger that hasn't checked in and the plane is about to leave. So, could you tell that she was panicking? These Italians, they're really great. So, on this flight, there will be two types of passengers. They're Dutch people, and you can immediately spot them because they're tall. Most of them have blonde hair. And you've got Italians, and they're small. They've got dark hair and all these fancy clothes. Actually, that's one thing, you know, Italians, they do know how to dress. Dutch people have a bad reputation in that respect. They often wear jeans, and when you look at their shoes, they're completely, you know, worn and not nice. And these Italians, they've got these fancy shoes and fancy bags, and also the glasses they wear. Lots of Italians, especially guys, you know, they have these dark sunglasses and they look extremely fancy. And if you'd wear these glasses in Holland, people would laugh at you because they're just too extravagant for our taste. And it's like a fashion statement. You know, here am I, this is me. And I think Italians have, well, most of them, of course, you shouldn't generalize, but there is some form of, you know, attitude of trying to really show who you are and not be too modest about it. It's what some Dutch people are always, you know, condemning as being too macho. You know, they say these Italian men, they're very macho. They really want to show their hair, but they seem to be very aware of themselves. Also in their way of talking, you know. But it's the same for women, basically, in Italy. They're also very, very fashionable, well-dressed. We were supposed to check in 10 minutes ago, but for some reason we're still not moving. And I wish I had my iPod Shuffle with me, but actually I sold it, believe it or not. There was a young priest from Holland who was doing his studies in Rome, and a friend of his got an iPod Shuffle. And then he tried to get one in the same store, and they were already all sold out. This thing is going so quickly here in Italy. So, and basically, he begged me if he could just get mine so that I could get another one in Holland. So perhaps I'm going for the 1 gigabyte version, or otherwise I'll be taking an iPod Mini, because now with all the podcasting and stuff, I can see that the iPod Shuffle is still, you know, it's getting a little bit too small for what I use it for. So perhaps I'll go for an iPod Mini, I don't know. So I sold it to him, and, you know, he was really, really glad with it, and immediately he stuffed it with his music. And then I had to go to the Vatican, and I wanted to take the iPod Shuffle with me to show the people over there, you know, what an MP3 player looks like. I wasn't sure that they knew what it was. So actually I had to take it again from him, and I brought it with me to the Vatican office there at Vatican Radio. And when I was listening to it in the bus, he had put lots of different music on there, on the shuffle than what I was putting on it. So it's kind of interesting to see the modern taste of this priest. You know, he had all sorts of dance music on it. I mean, normally when you see a priest, you know, you would think they'd listen to Gregorian music or classical music all day. But that's not true. We also like other types of music. Okay, I won't put Marilyn Manson on my iPod Shuffle, but, you know, some good rock music, why not? We're still waiting, and suddenly everybody starts to sit down on the ground. I don't know why.
You have to wait an hour.
Sorry?
You have to wait an hour.
Yeah. You're kidding.
Yes, I'm not kidding. I mean.
Wait, why is that? Oh, God. Was delayed.
Yeah.
I'm from Holland.
No. Why that?
I'm doing a radio show, a podcast. It's a internet radio. So I'm doing a show, a daily show. So it's just take. You're on my show, yeah. You're on my show. You're gonna be all over the world tonight. So okay, the reason everybody was sitting down is that the airplane has got a delay of 1 hour. That's just great. So I woke up at 6 o'clock in the morning, all for nothing. Oh man. Gosh, I totally missed the announcement of the delay. Let's look at the monitors here. What is it saying? I have to go to Eindhoven. Okay. 11:40. Yeah. Okay. We're going to take off at 12:40. So that's exactly 1 hour. How did they do that? You know, to really have a delay of exactly 1 hour. Looks like it's premeditated or something like that, you know, because you know, we have this flight for just a few bucks. It's like, you know, they wanted to make you feel that you're on a cheap flight. So sometimes, you know, they plan in a deliberate delay so that you know that, you know, you're flying for cheap. So what am I going to do on this airport? There's nothing here. I mean, this is a very small airport, so you don't have the usual shops. There are just a couple of them, very small. At least at Amsterdam, at Schiphol, you've got some entertainment while you're waiting. But here, there's, you know, it's boring. Let's see what I can do. Let's go into this duty-free shop, Roma. And let me just show you around here. Okay, you can buy lots of Italian souvenirs here. Let's take a look. You know, it's kind of weird. It smells like perfume, but I'm in the section of all the food stuff. So, because of course they're making a lot of money on this perfume, I guess they just spray it in the air or something like that, but it doesn't fit the kind of stuff I can see here. So what have we got here? Oh, this is from Toscana, and it's some reddish stuff that you kind of put on your spaghetti. And okay, you've got these artichokes, and these are gigantic olives. I've never seen such big olives. And, well, the price is kind of gigantic as well. These are dried mushrooms. Also to, you know, put into your pasta, your spaghetti or macaroni. So this is the cold department, and here you've got these cheese packages with Parmigiano Reggiano. Let's see, how much is it? If I want to give this to a friend. Okay, this is a piece of Parmigiano, which is, of course, very nice. It looks very nice. It's, what's the weight? Okay, it's like a pound, but you pay €13.90. Okay, they've got ham. They've got these sausages that you can, that are great if you, you know, in the evening, after dinner with a glass of wine. And, okay, this is the pasta department. They've got all sorts of spaghetti here. This is, you know, very fancy spaghetti. And they put it in boxes that look more like boxes you'd use for a very expensive soap, you know, like the ones you see on television, like, I deserve this soap. And, I think it's just very plain macaroni, actually, but the box is what you pay for, because it looks so fancy, you know. This is pasta that is made in a traditional way. Oh, these are nice. I've never seen this. This looks more like candy. You've got these, like, they look like these little butterflies. You know, the kind of pasta that looks like small butterflies, and they have put stripes on it in various colors. So you've got yellow and pink and black and white and green. So you got, this is the first time I see spaghetti with stripes with just painted on it. Okay, let's move on. This is the wine department. Ooh, and I have a list here of prices. I just read a little bit. Falangina, that's just a very plain, ordinary bottle of wine. Nothing fancy, is €10.40. Downtown, you'd get like four bottles for that price. And here's one of €13. And of course, it's just Italian wine. And this is kind of like the shop that all these businessmen go when they hop on the plane, and then suddenly they realize they've got a wife at home and they have to buy some presents for them, and then, you know, they don't care about the money. Hey, this is a pile of these panettone cakes I was talking about a few podcasts ago, and I really don't like this stuff. Because, you know, it looks nice, and it looks very tasty, but actually it has no taste at all. There's some more wine. Well, these are very pretty bottles. It's Chianti, of course. And the price is kind of shocking. This is like €37.90 for just three bottles of wine. Do they ever sell something in this shop? I guess not to people from Holland. For those of you who don't know, in Holland we have this kind of the same reputation as the Scottish. So, you know, we don't like to spend money. Only if we can get a bargain, then we spend lots of money. And then we're all proud of having this super bargain. And actually we spend more on bargains than we would do if it hadn't been a promotion. If it hadn't been a special offer. This is a department I really fancy. This is the limoncello department. You know what limoncello is? It's like a liquor made of lemon and, of course, alcohol and loads, really truckloads of sugar. And you have to put this in the fridge, actually. So it has to be below zero, and it won't freeze because there's too much alcohol in it. And this is just great when you have an evening with friends, you know, and then just before you break up, you take these, you take a very small glass of this limoncello. It's very sweet, and it brings back memories of long summer evenings in Rome, sitting outside and nipping this this great limoncello. And you know, actually, the prices are pretty reasonable here. You've got 1 liter of limoncello for just €10.30. That's not expensive. Here are uova di Pasqua, so Easter eggs. You know, we've just started Lent, and they're already selling these Easter eggs in chocolate. And in some shops in Rome, the whole place is plastered with these huge chocolate eggs. I think if you would, you know, it's mostly for kids. A child would be able to eat just this for a week and not get hungry. They're huge. Okay, let's see. This is a perfume department, and the smell is even worse here. Oh God. Okay, I can see why there is this smell, because everywhere you have these little test bottles, so you can just put it on your arm, I guess, or in your neck or whatever, and you know, get an idea of what it smells like. And I need a breathing mask. This is too much. Okay, still doing my little sightseeing tour. Some security here. Giorno.
Gira con un microfono e registra. È una cosa che posso fare tranquillamente o devo intervenire? Ok, identifico. Buongiorno.
Buongiorno. There's this security guard who wants me to come with him because they've seen that I've been recording on my mini disc. I have to follow him, and they're probably going to check it out. Let's see. Didn't know that podcasting was so dangerous. So this policeman is actually, he asked for my passport, and he's now on the phone checking my name. There are now like 4-5 policemen surrounding me, or they're just all standing here. I'll just continue podcasting while they're checking my data. This is one hell of an exciting podcast. I really hope I'm not in trouble.